Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Suri, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good. How are you going?
Good. I'm excited about the book you've brought us for a really, like, you know, aesthetic reason. Is that it's the size that I just love. It's I don't know what it is. Is it in between a, like an A4 and an A5? It's somewhere.
It sits somewhere between there, and it's kind of slim, and it's got this, like, lovely hardback, quite nice to trans, but it is like a very
It's a very satisfying little book to hold, and I hope it's a good one to read. What is it?
It's really great. It's Pew by Catherine Lacey. She is a fantastic writer, but this is actually only the first book I've read from hers. She was in Granta's Best American Novelists. And Pew is like a very, very American novel. I wanted to read it at first as well, purely for aesthetic reasons. The cover's quite like, it's like the stark white with just this church and this little bit of field on the cover. And I've always been really drawn to like Southern literary gothics. Love Faulkner, I love Toni Morrison. And Pew just is a strange and incredibly constructed little book. It follows this nameless character who wakes up in a church pew one day, found by a woman and her two sons. And from the moment that Pew wakes up, it's like the first moment that they start learning about the war, about the world, and it's done all entirely through their observations of this small rural town and the like church community there. And Pew is on site, like completely sort of uncategorizable, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a word now.
Thanks. You can't discern their gender, their age, their race, and it starts to create sort of furor in this town as people struggle to categorize Pew, and it becomes incredibly controversial. And they start having discussions around, you know, what the way the world is meant to be, what does it mean that Pew is somewhat genderless, that they can't decide a gender for them. And it also sort of takes you outside of just their observations of Pew and Pew sort of observing the world. It also looks at like the quite intense darkness that sits in like extremely disciplinary sort of like religious conservative households. But for a book that's written like as a fable, it's so interesting in the way that it's written. It sort of draws no moral conclusions the end of it, which is I think some people might be disappointed by that, but I kind of like that in a book.
Keeps it open.
Keeps it really open, and sort of forces you to be confronted with the immediacy, I think, of how you feel about something, and not always being so sure of what that means. I really, really loved it. I really recommend it to anyone who enjoys something. Even like Ellie Smith.
Yeah, we were just talking about her off air. She's a wonderful writer.
So wonderful. And never does interviews.
Which mysterious.
You're mysterious. even in Spring, there's sort of like this character who, you know, sort of moves through the book like a ghost, and you don't really learn anything. It's not a strong protagonist in Spring. And it's the same with Pew, but it's weird how you can construct an entire story around a very mysterious protagonist.
It sounds fantastic, and I think that that idea of leaving it a little bit open is really interesting, because sometimes that puts me off modern fables.
Me too.
When you sort of feel like at some point they're going to give you the message, and you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, now I'm bored, you know?
I think so too. Yeah. And I think like it really... I don't know. I think it narrows like the scope of what a reader can imagine for themselves.
The last sort of fable-esque book I read was actually over lockdown, and it was a short little one like this by Stephen King. And I can't remember what the name of it was, but it did exactly that of being at the end there was a wrap-up, and you were like, oh, well, I didn't need that. Sorry, Stephen. But
yeah, totally. It doesn't have to be so neat all the time.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. I'm very into this. Remind us of the name of the author.
Catherine Lacey. She was longlisted for the book, and this is terrible, but I've forgotten the name of the book she was longlisted for.
Pew has just dominated your brain.
It's just dominated my brain. So good.
Oh, and it's got some, on the back, I was just noticing as well, it's got some amazing people giving it some creds too. So it's definitely loved by other literary people.
Definitely. And she definitely sits like in that sort of like millennial literary contemporary author, but something about her writing is very magic and strange. I love it.
Well, you've definitely sold this to me, I have to say. This is a book called Pew by Catherine Lacey. Thank you so much, Suri, for coming in today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Is this on the shelves already? Is this one out?
Yeah, it's on the shelves already, about $30.
Sweet.
Time out.
Excellent. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Certainly was.